When Dr. Kathleen Page makes her rounds at Johns Hopkins Hospital, she's asked the same thing by Latino immigrants hospitalized from COVID-19 over and over again.
I heard patients, you know, coming out from the ICU, and the first question to me after really a prolonged and serious hospitalization was, when can I go back to work? Because I need to support my family.
Latinos make up about 6% of Baltimore's population, but they represent 15% of the city's COVID-19 cases. They also make up a large share of the essential workforce. Page, an expert on how infectious diseases affect Latinos, says many, especially undocumented immigrants, continue to work after feeling or getting sick.
And remember, these immigrants were not getting, not only were they not getting the stimulus check, they were not getting unemployment benefits. So the idea that they could just stay home and hunker down for 6 weeks or 8 weeks was really not possible.
Another healthcare hurdle that Latino immigrants face, trust. Page says that President Trump's rhetoric about their community, coupled with conspiracy theories about the virus on social media, have eroded their trust in the government. And when some are worried about their immigration status, their anxiety is tenfold. Page says effective COVID-19 prevention methods must be delivered by people they trust. Baltimore City is attempting to do just that in a new program announced by Mayor Brandon Scott today.
I'll be focused on ensuring economic and health resources are inclusive of immigrant communities regardless of language, immigrant status, or the ability to access technology.
The city's health agency will team up with nonprofits with longstanding ties to Baltimore's Latino immigrant community. Together, they'll deliver targeted education, testing, and financial support. That encompasses strategies such as providing virus education in Spanish to paying members of the community to assist in that outreach. Catalina Rodriguez Lima is the director of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs.
We relied on other nonprofit organizations to bridge the gap between city agencies and immigrant communities who may be fearful of applying or accessing resources.
Lydia Walter Rodriguez is the regional director for CASA Baltimore, a Latino and immigrant advocacy group with a track record of providing services regardless of immigration status.
You know, we were able to do that type of work because of the trust we've already built in community. You know, for them to trust in us, their addresses, trust in us that they would continue to be anonymous.
The program will provide Latinos who test positive for COVID-19 and who were excluded by the CARES Act with one-time cash assistance to weather the financial storm that a diagnosis brings. Families will get $800 while individuals will get $400. Rodriguez Lima of Baltimore City says the cash assistance can shrink financial pressure and health risks, both for the households that receive them and those around them, like extended family or coworkers.
So being able to stay home and not have to worry about feeding your family or your children, I think brings a lot of relief to these families who are already struggling and were struggling prior to the pandemic.
The recipients will also be assigned a case manager who can connect them to long-term benefits like SNAP, eviction prevention, and utility assistance. Walter Rodriguez of CASA is optimistic about the program, but she says what will really help the community she serves is action from the state or federal government.
Folks being threatened with eviction, being threatened with, you know, having their power shut off, it's going to drive community members to expose themselves to go to work when they are symptomatic.
The federal eviction moratorium is set to expire at the end of this month. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.